Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
A couple months.
That's
right. We should have a theme song for this.
I mean, we used to. Like, I will call upon your name.
Oh, yeah.
You're saying we should compose one in 20 minutes?
Wow.
Okay.
Okay.
That's maybe the solution to the jingle stuff.
It's just
like,
to make the Raw Dog sessions our drops.
Yeah. So making an Ouroboros of content where it's like we're only making content to as branding for the others.
Into, it's a perfect closed system. Yeah.
It's like a closed loop system. It's GCF Second Service. I'm Kevin.
I'm Caroline.
We're here to have Second Service, and we're having what's called a celebration service.
A telethon.
Are you familiar with the term celebration service?
No, I'm not.
This is something that exists in the evangelical world, and it's something that certain churches and denominations, certainly the more charismatic amongst them, would have a celebration service in light of very good news. So, for example, the most famous example I can think of is when Victoria Osteen was acquitted of assaulting a flight attendant, Lakewood had a celebration service.
This party's gonna slap. I mean, hit. I mean, be amazing.
What if he was the first one to say that in 2007? It's like, it's gonna slap.
He probably did coin it.
It's going to be an assault on our senses. I mean, well.
They did a celebration service. That's so funny. Why would you draw attention to that?
I know. I don't understand. I think it was private. That NPR. One they did not put on TV.
Oh, it was a private service.
Yes. This was also part of the lore of when I was an intern there briefly in the summer of 2009, 14 years ago. But we decided to have a celebration service in our call-in show where you celebrate us and you call in.
That's right.
And you congratulate us on doing 300 episodes. It was so hard. And truly, it's actually 592 episodes counting this one.
True.
Counting Second Service.
And Kevin and I have been acquitted.
We've been acquitted of all podcast crimes for the most part.
I think.
I mean, you know, BetterHelp's still
nothing
iffy if
stuck.
You look into it.
Hey, don't say that.
Well, no, it's Second Service. I'm just kidding. That's satire.
Yeah.
I'm
also
kidding.
Satiring.
So we're going to open up the phone banks now. And hear what y'all have to say. It would be so funny if no one called in. It's like, it's a party you throw for yourself.
Well,
and no one's there.
Kevin, why don't you take it away?
Have you had experience? Well, I'll ask you that in a second. You're on the air with Kevin and Caroline for our celebration service. Call upon our name. It's GCF Second Service. What's your name and where are you calling from, friend?
Oh my God! My name is Carlos, and I'm calling from Rattropolis, USA, New York City.
Rattropolis!
Hey,
Carlos.
Carlos, you said was your name, right? I think we broke up a little bit.
Oh yeah, sorry. I'm truly in the subway right now, so this is the worst time to call.
Real New Yorker. Well, wait, you and Kevin, I'll let you guys talk.
Yeah, real quick, Carlos. Are you about to hop on the G? The A.
Oh my God. I'm going on the A, transferring to the G where I live in Brooklyn.
Do you actually take the subway when you're there? Or do you Uber?
That's actually
Are you kidding?
Crazy.
Do you cab around?
No, I'm not kidding. That's
I think she's asking me. She's asking if I have stolen.
I'm accusing Carlos.
New York
I'm sorry.
Valor.
I'm accusing
Kevin. Sorry. It's a little bit harder to hear Caroline.
Oh, I'm sorry. Wait, let me get closer.
Yeah.
I'm always like 10 feet.
Cozy
away.
On up. I know. It's tough. It's tough.
Can you hear me better now, Carlos?
Yeah, that's perfect. Actually, okay. Caroline, I have something to tell you. I'm from Riverside, California, so we're like neighbors.
No way!
Holy shit.
Oh my gosh. 909
or
951?
I'm 951 girl, you know?
That's
gotta
right.
be.
You guys are doxing your area.
I mean, it's a huge spot of land. Come on.
People are gonna be like 909-111-111.
Kendall Jenner did it. She's fine.
Oh, she did?
Yeah.
818.
Did you see that she met Martin Scorsese last night and they're attached?
Okay, we need to talk about this later. Okay. Your fellow New Yorker is on the phone.
I know, sorry. Well, it's the 300th episode celebration service for the 300th episode, which as this comes out, we posted a week and a half ago. But yeah, we're just accepting all congratulations, all
kudos.
You know, it's an honor to be on your show and finally talk to you and Caroline for the first time.
Or any memories you enjoy, any favorites you want to share?
Two things. Well, first of all, yeah, of course, congratulations. 300 episodes is
Thank
a
you.
Huge accomplishment. And also, Kevin replied to my Instagram message today from May, which really freaked me out and caught me off guard.
That's
so
true.
That was really cool.
That is
I was
true.
Like, oh.
Hold on, Kevin. Actually, I think you, for accountability, need to walk us through why you waited until November to respond to sweet Carlos's message.
Oh, I can walk you through real quick.
Okay.
It's because I was posting the social for the call out for this show,
uh-huh.
and I realized I hadn't put the Instagram account on my new phone since I got it a couple weeks ago.
Okay.
And then I saw the DMs. I was like, oh no, we're behind.
Oh, these are GCF DMs.
These are GCF DMs.
Oh yeah, those are out of control.
My DMs, I'm pretty on top of.
I see. Okay.
When it comes to my own DMs, I'm a top.
Carlos, our apologies. It's really, DMs are unmanaged.
It was both frightening and hilarious at the same time. I really enjoyed it. Thank you for that.
Amazing.
And yeah, congratulations, guys. And just so you know, I listen to the Power Team episode like once every couple months to cheer me up.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah, it's so you guys are so fun, and I feel like you're my friend. So this feels cool and weird to talk to you at the same time because you're not supposed to be real people.
I love that you have a favorite episode. I have this with podcasts where it's like, you know what? For this sort of disposable medium that comes out maybe once, maybe twice a week, let me put on an old chestnut that really gives me comfort. I have a few of those in my rotation. That's so wonderful that the Power Team is
That's
one of them
one.
For you.
It's just so funny. I love it.
Just hearing that guy go, oh, in all the clips. And
it's
Can I tell you, every time I think about the Power Team, I think about them blowing up those hot water bottles, and then I get freaked out that the air is going to flow back into their lungs, and then their lungs are going to explode.
Mm-hmm.
See, yes, because I had to blow up balloons just a couple weeks ago for my friend's bridal shower, uh-huh. and I was thinking of that the entire time, and I was like, well, today's the day I'm going to die. That's cool. That's
oh
great.
My gosh.
Okay, I'm glad I'm not the only one.
You didn't get a pump for that, bro?
No, it was hundreds of balloons. And
oh
I was
my
just like,
gosh.
Well, this is it. This
You're
is
a true
the day.
Friend. That is an act of service I've retired from.
Wait, I have a blow up story.
Okay.
the
weird way to say that.
This weekend was Halloween weekend as we're recording this, mm-hmm. and I had a squirrel costume, but the tail was inflatable, so I had to blow it up all by myself to make it real stiff and big. But it was worth it. It was worth it.
It looked a little flaccid by the end of the night.
It did. Wait, were you there?
I saw the pictures.
Okay. Because I truly had a moment where I was like, did I forget that you were there?
Yeah, you never said hi.
Because
really
it truly did
up.
Get flaccid
you
by
really
the end of the night.
Being a squirrel the whole time.
It was tough.
Wow. Well, thank you, Carlos, for sharing your great memories and for revisiting an all-time great episode that I remember in entirety. And
from like 5 years ago.
And also, please be safe in that subway. You are probably seconds away from getting punched and or,
Ooh,
I guess, taken.
Whoa. Oh, my
God. Or, you know, rat kinged. So just be careful over there.
According to the Facebook group, my mom is on. A rat king is going to sucker punch you, take you, and shoot a laser at you.
And you're going to be drowning.
Wow. These are new fears and locks that I'm going to have to deal with every day. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Hey, you're welcome. And by the way, let me use this opportunity to tell you about this, Caroline.
Okay.
And I'll put this out for our listeners as well. Unofficial GCF meetup in New York City, Carnegie Hall.
Carnegie Hall?
Yeah, I got my tickets booked for a concert there that night, December 5th, next month.
To see what?
It is Michael W. Smith and Amy Grant doing a Christmas show.
Oh my God.
Katie invited me on Wish.
I'm getting my tickets tonight.
Oh my God.
Get them. For real, get them. No, Katie invited me and she was like, I got my tickets. I'm like, should I get a ticket? Because she wasn't inviting me. She was like, yeah, okay. Because I live here. But she was like, all right.
You're tearing up.
So that will be on the docket. Whoa. I'll finally get to see
both of them, the two friends.
The queen and the little prince.
And the little prince.
He's not a king.
The handsome, nah.
Yeah.
Wow, I'm surprised they're doing Carnegie Hall. Good for them.
Good
so
for
crushing
them.
After
not sold
time.
Out yet.
Oh, well.
But with time. The GCF bump, it, we're minutes away from selling it out.
Yeah, you and Carlos can have a reunion there.
Yeah. Let's do it.
That'd be so cool. Yeah, I truly will buy a ticket because I'm sure it's not that expensive.
It's less than $200.
Just ask Kevin. He'll cover it.
Whoa, what?
Oh, wow. Wow, thank you so much.
I know the subway's breaking you up. The G to the A to the F is breaking you up. We got to go. Oh, pod bless you, Carlos. And
pod bless. Thank
in.
You guys so much.
Thanks
Can't
for calling.
Can't wait for 300
in.
More episodes.
You got it.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
I just liked his DM today. I'm showing Caroline
He's
the Instagram.
Probably like, how you would
And then
that,
his response was ... thanks, which was very funny.
So funny. Thank you for going through the DMs, by the way. They scare me. Like, I don't know where to begin.
We should figure out a system so we're not leaving everyone in the dust.
Yeah, need to triage.
You're on the air with Kevin and Caroline for the GCF Second Service Call Upon Our Name Celebration Service to celebrate 300 episodes of the podcast. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hey, my name's Aaron. I'm calling from the, great state of Indiana.
Yeah, hi.
The state where Jim Davis lives. And
I was literally about to say the state of Garfield. God damn it.
Aaron, how's it feel to beat Kevin to the Garfield punch?
It's fantastic. The whole state just celebrates him so much. And... I just have to gloat about that whenever I hear Kevin talk about it.
It must be like how Bruce Springsteen feels walking around New Jersey is how Jim Davis feels walking around anywhere in Indiana. Indiana, famously walkable state.
I imagine Indiana is like entirely Garfield themed.
Like if you take a plane high enough, it's like, wait, that's an orange ear. The crop circles are making, that's his tail. Wait, he's drop kicking
on like the
Odie?
State flag. Wait, this is a real question, Aaron. Maybe you can answer. Does the biggest airport in Indiana have any Garfield memorabilia or statues in it?
That's a great question. There has to be.
Right?
I don't actually know, though.
Okay.
Because I live like probably an hour away from where he was born and where he kind of lives. They have statues like all over there.
They have statues?
So they have to have one at the airport. Yeah, they have statues.
Of Jim Davis?
No, yeah. Garfield.
Oh. So funny. Honestly, either one. Kevin's just Googling Garfield statues and is getting a lot of merch.
Why is it a pregnant one? Wait a minute.
Is the statue in Indiana a pregnant Garfield?
Wait a minute. Okay, bookmarking this for later.
Okay, sorry, we're getting off track. Aaron, was there anything you wanted to say, to speak your mind while you're on air with us?
To celebrate us, we're celebrating 300 or 592 episodes together, depending on how you count it. And we're accepting all forms of congratulations and thank you, and you changed my life, and I love you. Like any gentle offerings you have for us.
Well, that's asking a lot in one go, but 300, like, think about that. That's such like a monumental number.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I've been listening since the beginning. I can't really pinpoint when, but what sticks out to me the most with what I've gone from this is your guys' friendship.
Aww.
And that is not being cheesy. Like, I think that's what's held it together for so long. You guys have grown like so much in terms of like where you started. And especially like faith wise, you've shifted a lot, but like you guys have stayed together. And I think that's like really amazing.
Aw.
Yeah. I'm not going to say it's the glue to our friendship, but it's like this 6-year-long group project that we've done together. Yeah. That is sort of, you know, when couples are kind of entering into a tricky zone and they're like, you want to have a kid together? And it's like, I guess so.
For the record, I hate that analogy.
Why?
It makes it sound too like our friendship was like on the rocks.
I know. I'm JK. I'm JK Rowling. Well, wait, no, I'm not. I used to say that all the time. I'm JK Rowling.
Not anymore.
If I was just kidding.
Yeah, we don't
talk about
that.
We don't talk about JK. Anymore.
I'm JK Simmons. That's what I am.
There you go.
Yeah.
Thank God.
But I did have a suggestion.
Oh, please.
Lay it on us.
You might be too cringed out by this, but I honestly think you guys should like go back to like one of your first episodes or maybe even episode 0.
Oof.
And do what with it?
And listen to it. I mean, you don't have to react to it, but listen to it and maybe talk about it. I don't know. I feel like, you know, that'd be eye opening.
That is an idea that I have thought of and I'm scared of. I do like think every once in a while, like, man, like 6 years is a long time, and going back and listening to what I would say back then, I think would be really, yeah, cringe on, like you said.
Oh, sure.
But I also like, I don't really remember what she was doing. So I'm kind of curious what she was doing back then and us, you know, I think our dynamic was different too.
Well, I will say like, I think it's inevitable that we do a commentary on our first episode,
sure,
at some point.
Right.
And we have it playing underneath us the whole time. And then it becomes an annual tradition. We record that commentary.
Nightmare.
Then a year later, we record a commentary on that. So that way we're always reflecting, but we're always moving ahead.
Exactly.
And yes, we've, I definitely, there's audio of me going back 9 years now, mm-hmm, podcast-wise, when I'm just like, oh, hey, God. Well, uh-huh, I guess I'm granting the premise I don't sound like
hey.
That now.
Hey, everybody.
God,
it's weird how voices do that over time. I don't know.
You can hear me 11 years ago calling to Chelsea Pretty and say, I'm a Christian.
I'm a Christian virgin. And I'm proud.
And she's rebooting the pod. Did you see that?
I did see that. I was excited about
she's
that.
She's rebooting the pod.
Wow.
Maybe it'll sound less hateful this time.
I don't know. Don't bank on it.
Probably not.
Let her hate. That's her thing.
Oh, well, pod bless, Aaron. Thank you for a great germ of an idea for a future app.
Yes.
In the form of a commentary.
Yeah, and thanks for listening.
Care. Congratulations. 300.
Woo.
Hey, thank you for listening. And have a big, fat, hairy good night.
Whoa.
That's, you know, that's what Garfield would say. All right, pod bless. Bye bye.
Bye.
Hey.
And well, let's, who do
what's the
we
dog
have
dragged in?
Walking in, listeners of the podcast, coming in hot and fresh,
oh, yeah.
much to Dexter's chagrin, we don't really care about that much, is our special guest, our friend Jeremy Olson.
Hey guys.
Jeremy.
Hey.
Jeremy.
Hey, Jerome's in the
I'm
house.
I'm so late. Forgive.
Watch
Jerome
your
is
mouth.
Late, but in the house.
That's right. That's okay. Don't worry about it.
That's
you only
all right.
Missed two calls.
You can nice. make it up to us for the next 40 minutes of
I will.
The episode.
Happy to. Lovely to see you both.
Jeremy,
to see you too.
Just to catch you up to speed. Yes, it's lovely to see you. Whatever. Just
what
to catch
the
you
heck?
Up to
Wait,
speed.
Wait, no, I want
to
do that part. It's great to see you. You look great.
It's great
You're
to see you.
You're wearing a lovely brown shirt.
Hey, thanks.
Looking styling.
Corduroy.
You're rocking it. Look at this.
Remember this?
I don't know what this is.
This is from our camping trip.
It is?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's from the Hot Topic.
Everybody got one of these.
Yeah.
Or not
I think
this
I missed
one.
That.
Oh, okay.
Wait,
like
I even knew about
top?
That and I didn't
no,
go.
I think
yeah.
I think I missed the Hot
you blacked
Topic
that
portion.
Out.
Yeah, maybe I did.
We handed out t-shirts. Everyone got a weird shirt they had to wear. And there were two of
what
each.
What the heck?
I think you got this one, too. That's the thing that's freaking
no,
me out.
No, I don't
out.
Have that shirt.
You remember?
No, I remember that shirt.
I remember this and I didn't go.
Yeah.
Huh. Like I have a clue. There's pictures of
in.
Him wow. doing this.
Huh. Anyway, Jeremy, you look great. I like
hey,
your little googly eye hat.
Thank you.
I don't know where to look. It's like, where are your eyes?
They're up here.
They're way up there.
Way, way up there.
Caroline, up here. And just to catch up to speed, Jeremy, of
yeah.
course, this is our GCF celebration service celebrating 300 episodes together of the podcast.
Ooh.
So listeners are calling in nonstop to give us congratulations, adoration.
Is that true?
Thanksgiving, confession. Yeah, that's kind of true.
Oh.
We hit 300 episodes last week.
Just any sort of tributes mostly.
So far, okay, so good.
Nice. I love this.
Firstborn dedications.
Yeah, so things of that nature. And then maybe we can end the episode with you giving us some version of that and reflect on everything we've meant to you over the years.
Write
and
that out.
Okay, well, that's what I was thinking.
We'll give
about.
You like maybe 20 minutes at the end.
But
I have it prepared.
While we're at it, let's open up the phone lines once again so we can hear from the beautiful people of GCF listenership. You're on the air with Kevin, Caroline, and special guest Jeremy Olson for the GCF Second Service Celebration Service, celebrating 300 episodes together. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hey, good evening. My name's Sean. I'm calling from Detroit.
Sean from Detroit.
Hey, Sean.
Hey, Caroline, have you noticed how I've really withheld trying to be like, oh, Detroit.
Hardly
Detroit,
not at
medley.
All, Kevin. Because you haven't, ultimately.
I guess I did say the G train and I said Garfield. When the guy said Indiana.
Okay.
Rude. Oh.
Anyway, well, Kevin, we'll get Kevin to shut his motor mouth.
Hey, if I had one shot, you know. Well, Sean, it's our celebration service, and we're ready to hear whatever praise, adoration, thanksgiving you have for us. How thankful you are for the podcast. Maybe if there's an episode of the podcast that's your favorite, that's become a comfort for you. Some listeners have come in with that as sort of their nugget of offering for us. What you got?
Oh, wow. Okay, I think I'm doing the 180 then, because it's kind of a rebuke.
See, this is what I'm talking about.
No, but this is part of a celebration service, and part of being a Christian is you have to take rebukes and edification.
And I didn't mention this, Caroline, but at the celebration service for Victoria Osteen, when she got acquitted of being sued for assaulting a flight attendant, they did have the flight attendant come out on stage and they had a rebuke ceremony.
Oh, good. Okay.
It was purely symbolic and ceremonial.
Yeah. She didn't actually get to say anything.
No.
She just kind of shook her fist at her.
Yeah,
and turned
it was
around.
Like, we get it. We get it.
It's fine.
That's absolutely right. So what is your rebuke, Sean? I'm so curious.
Okay, so we all love Lauren the Bagel Daigle.
Oh, yeah, smeared on.
Oh, gosh. But when y'all changed her lyrics in Love Like This to I'm a Stinky Piece of Shit.
It's something we both remember doing.
Yep. Well, that was stuck in my head, right?
And then
my beautiful bride, when she wanted to walk down the aisle, wanted to walk down to that song.
Oh, my God.
And it took everything within me to not sing along with the new lyrics while that was happening.
Oh, no.
So you did move forward with a Daigle walk down?
The Daigle walk?
The Daigle walk? Did she Daigle walk all the way down the aisle?
Oh, I mean,
watch me
it was
whip,
beautiful.
Watch me
I mean, the doors opening on the crescendo.
Wow.
That was great.
Now, did you ever confess this to her? Did you say, like, hey, I listened to this kind of mid-podcast where they, like, make fun of such an art? Did you ever confess this to your beautiful bride?
I have, along with the pisses pee.
Oh, Lauren, yeah.
Those two have just been.
Wait, that wasn't your
head.
First dance at the reception, was it?
No, oh, God. It should have been. In hindsight.
Pisses pee.
Yeah. What a missed opportunity.
Aw.
Yeah.
Wait, can I ask? So, this is a sincere question. What was the song you chose as your first dance at your reception?
We did Ellie Goulding, and I'm blanking on the title track. Or on the track.
Is it that one that's like,
hee, 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 hee. That one goes hard. That one's an intense bop. That would be a crazy first dance.
How long will I love you? That's what it is.
Oh, how long will I love you?
What are the lyrics to that?
so you're saying,
do you want him to sing for you, Caroline?
I just think maybe they could be improved.
And that's all I really know.
As long as the stars are above you and longer if I can. Longer if I use the can.
Okay, right. How long can I come you?
How long will I need you? How long will I pee you?
Sure.
Have I peed you?
How long will I love poo?
Yeah. How long will I love
poo? We don't need to work too hard.
Yeah. The songwriting hack of changing you to poo, I mean...
Game changer.
You asked the greats. Rick Rubin, Phil Spector, yeah. Me to pee, you to poo.
It's a great thing to do just well into itself, your yeah. adulthood.
It does.
Like the Lifehouse saying, it's poo and pee and all of the doo-doo or whatever. Poo and pee and all the pee-poo, I guess. Sure. Gracious. So 300 episodes of this is what we're celebrating tonight.
A celebration.
When was your wedding, by the way? How long ago was this?
It was September 2019.
Oh wow, well congrats on the, that's fairly recent, 4 years and going strong.
Yes.
Fingers crossed, going strong.
Going strong. Going Jeremy strong, yeah.
Oh, gracious. Hey, we got Jeremy Strong in here. Oh, man.
Yeah.
That's right.
He's hitting Broadway next year.
Oh, I gotta, singing and dancing?
No. Jeremy Strong stars in Merrily. We Roll
Along. I want to see that.
He's doing some, you know, heady little Ibsen play or something, just okay. Like a straight play. But I'll definitely go see him.
I wonder if they'll like scale down the set so he looks really tall.
That'd be sick. Oh my gosh.
Optical illusion.
Oh, gracious. Well, Sean, so sorry for almost ruining your big day, but it sounds like we actually kind of enhanced it in a way because now we all get to laugh about it. How nice is that?
How nice is that?
It's a fun little secret treat to have at the wedding with you,
It's the gift that keeps on giving. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
See, every rebuke is ultimately a compliment when it comes to GCF. Yeah. So that's why these celebration services work.
Yeah, I mean, it was like you were at my wedding in spirit, for sure.
That's right.
Man, what an honor to know that we're like in people's heads to this degree that on arguably the most important day of their lives.
Wife is walking down the aisle. Like, you should not be thinking about Kevin Porter.
Like, it is an inflection point of the most important of your family, your world, the most important
thing. Start
things
of something new.
Of the essence of our souls.
It's really a lot to think about.
Yeah.
And yet, this is where our minds go. And isn't that beautiful? Well, Pod bless you, Sean.
Pod bless you. Let us know what song you use for the baptism. We'll workshop that one, too.
I don't know if you have children, if you're planning on having it, but if you have a daughter, you know, your first dance with her at her wedding could be Butterfly Pisses. And isn't that beautiful to think about? Okay. All right. Pod bless you, Sean.
Well, Pod bless.
Thank you, Sean.
Bye. Amazing years.
Oh, thanks, Sean. Appreciate it. Bye.
Bye.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective, unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
Jeremy, true story. We love you. True story. Somewhat the first caller we had said a comfort episode for me that I listen to every year is the Power Teen episode.
Wow.
That you were the guest.
Oh, we love that.
Mm-hmm.
We love
is that nice?
That's very nice.
You're on the air with Kevin, Caroline, and special guest Jeremy Olson for our 300th episode celebration service. What are we calling this?
It's a celebration service.
It's a celebration service.
Yeah.
Celebrating 300 of the episodes. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Oh my God. Hi. My name is Christina. I'm calling from Pittsburgh.
Hi, Christina.
From Pittsburgh.
Hi.
Welcome to the celebration. We're here. We're kind of open floor for you to give us a little compliment, little boost. You can give a rebuke. It's frowned upon, but you can.
But if you can make it like a backhanded rebuke that turns
exactly.
into a compliment.
That would be the best.
Like our last caller did. That's sort of ideal.
It's spicy.
Oh my goodness. Well, I'm not feeling particularly full of rebukes tonight. Congratulations on 300 episodes. I've been listening, oh God, I think since like early 2018, because my sister found you guys first, and she recommended it to me.
Wow.
And I think one of the first episodes I heard, your first DC Talk episode, and I was really into them when I was younger. And just the way you approached things was like, I'd never really heard anyone speak about that kind of experience of growing up with these things the way I had, because
mm-hmm.
I was very involved in the church growing up. And at that point, I was kind of sort of just starting to deconstruct things, and just it hit me in the right place when I really needed it most. And I've been hooked ever since.
Oh, wow.
That's lovely.
Well, I hope you're still able to listen to Decent Christian Talk. Because it is worth listening to, no matter what faith you have.
Although, kind of now in 2023, the DC's kind of stands for deconstruction talk. If you think about it,
I'm thinking about it.
I do go back to them. I honestly do go back to them sometimes because some of those songs still kind of hit.
Oh yeah, they hit. The ones that don't sound like note for no ripoffs of Nirvana still hit,
mm-hmm.
I think.
Or like really, really tone deaf, like racial reconciliation songs.
Sure.
Oh my God.
They kind of missed
going
the target.
Back and listening to, oh my God.
There's a
to
line.
People after all these years.
There's a line in the new movie Killers of the Flower Moon, where obviously it's like the 1930s and the whole movie is literally about racism and colonization. And one of the evil white characters says, oh yeah, there's going to be a robbery tonight. It's going to be two white people. And I was like, oh, this is like the song.
Two hunks.
Yeah, we're just, it was that formation. I was like,
oh my
Marty
gosh.
Must be jamming on some
Michael
DC
Michael Tate's going to be there.
Singing a song.
Oh my God, I actually saw it on Sunday and I'm just now making that connection.
Yeah,
oh
you know the scene I'm talking about? Yeah, it's Hale saying it to the
yes,
business
I
owner.
Yeah.
Oh, gracious. I know, I was like, yeah. Tale as old as time, I guess. For better or worse. Gracious. Wait, what's your favorite Decent Christian Talk song?
Well, I guess it would probably... I still really like that remix of Say the Words that's on the intermission CD.
It's sexy. It's sexy.
It's good.
It is
a good song.
It is a little, honestly.
We haven't listened to it together, Caroline, so I think you have not listened to it.
Oh, man.
But it's something
great.
Jeremy and I know.
Big fan.
All too well. But it's not all too well. My favorite is still That Kind of Girl, because... That's sort of, you know how like Caroline, you were talking about your life first last week? That's kind of my life song.
That is.
Oh my God.
She's that girl. Different from the ones before. I'm a Christian girl that wants to go to Olive Garden with me. What part of that equation is not understandable? That's all I need.
You need to go to Olive Garden. You need to go where you're trying to find your person. You
Endless
know?
Love and breadsticks.
Damn. That
you could build something on that foundation.
Oh, baby. That foundation of butter and salt.
Strong.
Forget about it.
And tiramisu. Oh, gracious.
Oh, wow.
Oh, well, pod bless you, Christina. Thanks for calling in and giving us some praise and worship tonight. You really made our souls soar. And any compliments you want to throw to Jeremy as well? He's kind of a guest on this episode. So.
Oh, Jeremy's one of my favorite people that you guys have on. I always look forward to hearing
him. Oh, nice. That's so nice. Thank you, Christina. That's lovely. That's thank good. You.
Thank you, Christina. And you made that sound really sincere, yeah. And I appreciate that. Yeah.
And the compliment is not any lessened when you're on the spot on the air, being right. forced to give it by wow, the host of a show.
To his face.
He's just waiting patiently for his little treat.
It is just as meaningful, if not more so. Uh-huh.
Yes, it is.
So, Pod bless you, Christina. Thanks for listening all these years, and hopefully you'll stick around for the next few as well.
Ooh. Oh, you're not getting rid of me anytime soon, I promise.
Hey, all right, oh, right. You.
Keep your promises. All right,
stay prayed up. Bye-bye.
Stay prayed up. Love you.
Bye-bye.
Bang.
Oh, I didn't know we were telling people to stay prayed up.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Our new thing.
We can do that with SAG being on strike?
Wait, what do you think Stay
think
Prayed
part
Up
of his
is?
It's not his IP.
No,
I thought that was.
That's like,
Wahlberg
well,
IP
I don't know. Is
way.
Personal branding something we can't promote right now?
That's interesting. I don't know.
If
seems sticky.
Actor.
His Hallows FonCon is not a SAG production.
I don't know.
Oh, man. You're on the air with Kevin Caroline and special guest Jeremy Olson for our celebration service celebrating 300 episodes of GCF. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, I can't believe I got through. My name is Janelle. I'm calling from St. Louis.
Hi, Janelle.
Janelle in St. Louis, Missouri.
St. Louis.
Yes, St. Louis, Missouri, yes.
Okay.
Nellie.
Wait, what?
That actually what? Is, know. Nellie, that actually is what my nieces and my nephew, I am Aunt Nell or Aunt Nellie. So there
whoa,
you go.
That's cute. Aww.
I nailed it. That's exactly what I was
I
talking about.
Nellie
and nothing else.
Was from Missouri or something. That
he is.
No,
he
Nellie is. He is from St. Louis.
Oh, yeah, okay.
That is he is. He's from St. Louis.
Yeah, yeah, oh, my yeah. gosh.
Is that why you're called Aunt Nellie?
That's exactly why. No, it can't be, though, because I'm originally from New Jersey. So oh, okay. I live in St. Louis currently.
That's where Nellie Furtado yeah. is from.
Oh.
I'm making that
oh,
up.
Oh, really?
That's not real. That's wow. not real.
The confidence of that. Better than Aunt Nell.
I believed
like,
it. I
my,
believed it.
My thank nieces you. And nephews just go chick-a-pow to me, and that's why I'm Aunt Nell.
There you go.
Gracious. Well, we're celebrating 300 episodes of GCF, so we're accepting all forms of offering, praise to us. Your favorite sure. moments of the podcast, your least favorite moments.
Tithes.
Tithes, of course.
Cash offerings, I'm checks.
Oh, yes, of course,
commission.
The tithing, yeah.
Thank you.
Well, the tithe is like required. The offering is above and beyond. So,
thank
you know,
you.
We're all giving 10%, but yes. then it's like the offerings on top
that's
of that.
That's beautiful.
As much as you are giving, you are given back. By God.
Except, well I mean, not in money, of course.
That's in
but
2
like
Corinthians.
Not in money, but maybe
you know.
Money someday. Keep trying.
Yeah, have the cash
yeah. Just give a little more.
Just
a little bit more.
And we're so
close.
We're so happy to announce GCF is on Zelle as of this week. We're on X, Instagram, Threads,
the
and
Zelle. Messages are open.
Well, yeah. I mean, So I've been listening since the beginning. I'm
wow.
also a second service person as well. So
and we love you,
really
and God
excited.
Loves you the most.
A Patreon
saint. Oh, good. That's good to know. I suspected, but I wasn't sure. So
yeah,
it's good to
confirmed.
Have that confirmation. I followed it over. Actually, Kevin, I'm a Gilmore Guys listener.
Oh,
so.
You're a lifer.
From way, way, way
long
back.
Hauler.
So, yeah.
Oh, too many hours.
Can
of
you do
me.
An impression of what Kevin sounded like 10 hey. Years ago? We tried.
I'd really like to hear that.
Yeah, I don't know that I can, but I think, I mean, I obviously, if we all listen to Gerbert, we know, you know.
Okay, that's what I was going to say.
I'm not him. We're different.
We're like, Gilmore, so hot.
Do you think, by the way, do you think I ever said that on the show? Lorelai Gilmore is so hot.
I don't know. Seems very possible. Seems likely.
Nellie, you can confirm that, right?
Oh my God. This is like when I send a Lights, Camera, Jackson tweet to my friend Sam. He said, why did you say that? And I'm like, no, it's not me. I'm different. It's a different guy. By the way, we got to get Lights, Camera, Jackson on GCF. We can do it, but you have to book him because
yeah,
I'm blocked.
Yeah, you're blocked. I know.
I was like, are you sure he'd come on? Didn't he block you?
He's blocked. I know, yeah. We got to bring him to the red table and air it out.
GCF's version of the red table is me and Lights, Camera, Jackson bearing the hatchet.
That'd be so beautiful.
Wow. That's good.
Is it the orange table because of Gerber?
Okay.
Here we go.
There it is. Oh,
come
gracious.
To the orange table, lights, camera, Jackson, or you're a coward.
I'm sure we can lure him with some like low-key conservative content.
We're going to talk about Jennifer Lawrence is such a slut this week.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, or I think that was...
Amy Schumer.
It was Amy Schumer, who's back in the news.
I was going to say, in the news lately. I don't know if we want to...
No, we don't. You know,
okay.
Wait, do you know all why?
I want to know later. Okay, no, I don't know why.
Yeah,
okay.
We'll tell you later. Oh, gracious.
Not while we're getting offerings.
Yeah. Check out Lamorne Morris's Instagram, too, for some fun stuff.
I knew that.
Yeah. More teaser. No,
but yeah.
Yeah, go ahead. Go off. I'm sorry.
Oh, I was just going to say that I am so, like, I don't know, like, not to get kind of cheesy on it, but I'm really excited, and it's great that you guys made it to 300 episodes. It's been really, like, amazing listening to you guys from the beginning. We have very similar backgrounds for sure. You know, sometimes it feels like when you guys talk, I'm like, I thought I was the only person in the world that ever experienced this, or like this piece of pop culture. Like, I thought no one else knew what this was. It's kind of weird, but like great to know that I wasn't the only one that experienced it. So yeah, I just think it's really awesome that it's been going on this long. And I like have gotten a bunch of I went to a conservative Christian college. So I had gotten all of my friends who no longer have any kind of belief system or go to church or, you know, like myself, that they're all addicted and hooked on the podcast too. So you provided us with a lot of laughs and laughing through the trauma.
It's your master's program for all of you.
Exactly.
Wait, you didn't go to Liberty, did you?
No, I went to Evangel University. It's actually in Springfield, Missouri.
Okay.
So like 3 hours south of St. Louis. It's an Assemblies of God college.
Oh,
so
on Assemblies of God college.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. There's a bunch. There, like Evangel's the one that is like, we would call it the non-direction school, because there was like Southeastern, which is a Assemblies of God school. There were a couple others that I'm not going to remember that were also like directionally named. Wow. And then there was Evangel, which was not.
It was just every direction or no direction.
Basically, every direction. And our mascot was a crusader. So, you know.
Oh, nice. Really, very cool.
Booyah.
Yeah.
Get
it was super cool.
Genuinely scary mascot.
Super.
So what is it?
Yeah,
is it like
genuinely scary.
Was he a Viking? Like, what did he look like?
You know what crusaders
like,
look
he like? Had, so he like, he looked, honestly, they could have changed it to a knight. Like, I graduated in 2009. There was no reason that
they
at that
like
point
Monty
it
Python.
Was still a crusader.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah,
perfect.
Yeah, who'd want to mess with this guy?
Yeah, you can't mess with that.
We're looking at one in the room.
It's kind of scary. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. Although I will say they changed it, but they changed it to something called Valor, which is a horse, but it's not like it's the, I don't know. It's very confusing.
But
there
he
was, like,
will
a whole
stomp
thing where
the
they were like
atheism out of you.
To atheism, I say nay.
They really patted themselves on the back. They like sent out emails to all of us alum and were like, you know, we've been receiving some feedback. And I'm like, now?
That's
like
so
the feedback
funny.
Now is that you should get rid of the Crusaders.
It's like
it's
we love your donation again.
Cool.
Look, we did what you wanted. We've got a horse. That was like when Campus Crusade just rebranded to Crew.
Uh-huh.
C-R-U.
Yeah.
Like that made it a
I
lot
did not
better.
Know that. That is very strange.
Yeah, it made it a lot better.
They
and
kept
of course,
the Crusade
the irony
part.
Is well, when they changed it, of course, the irony, like on the Facebook page, my friends and I were like hysterical because it took them this long to think about changing it. And then on the Facebook page, there were all these angry, super old white boomer alums that were like, so sad to see you guys fall to cancel culture. Like, all right. So never mind.
Yeah.
The woke mob has once again canceled the idea of crusading.
If we can't crusade, what can we do?
The woke mob and their horse agenda.
I'll replace every crusader with a horse, huh?
Yeah, what?
Yeah, so basically anything, if I owned anything that still said Evangel Crusaders on it, I guess it might be worth something now, but I don't.
Ooh,
so,
yeah, well. Connect with that boomer alumni
oh,
group.
Oh, yeah, you could even
cash
that
in.
Shit.
Yeah, you can eat off yeah. that.
Man, I wonder what the Campus Crusade second market is for, like, merchandise.
Oh, there's so much.
Might as well look.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. This is, okay, I could fall into a rabbit hole with this. But Ann Nelly, Pod bless you. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. It was so great to talk to you. And 300 more. Let's go.
Cheers to that. Thanks for listening.
At least. All right. Take care. Bye.
God bless.
Thanks.
Stay prayed
Bye.
Up. Bye.
Love you.
Love you. Thanks for always getting in the love you.
Welcome.
Oh,
right
man.
Under the wire.
What did Amy Schumer do?
Oh, she is militantly Zionist and pro-Israel in a way that is...
Like, what'd she say?
Sum
it up real quick in like 10 seconds.
And then Selena Gomez liked her post and everybody got mad about it.
Oh.
And then Lamorne Moore said like, hell yeah. And then he put out a video being like, oh wait, I deleted my comment. I didn't know that's what she was talking
Lord.
About.
Okay.
You're on the air with Kevin, Caroline, and special guest Jeremy Olson for GCF Second Service. Call upon our name, a celebration service of 300 episode. What's your name and where are you calling from?
This is Crystal from Australia.
Crystal from Australia? Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. I'm looking at the call log right now. You've called in a few times tonight or today. Where,
yeah.
What time is it where you are right
today.
Now?
Today. Yeah, we're lucky because I am like, I would usually be working, but I've just come back from a trip to Thailand. So, yeah. Came at a perfect time.
Amazing.
Wow.
God bless you. Oh my gosh. Well, we are accepting all sorts of like offerings, praise for 300 episodes and counting. Anything you want to lay before our feet or a rebuke if you can like twist it and make it into like a backhanded rebuke that's actually a really good compliment about like how much we mean to you and have affected your life and who you are as a person, all that jazz.
I mean, I'm still sticking around, so that tells me.
All right.
I committed all these years to.
I will take it.
Yeah, our offering from Crystal is I didn't leave.
Yeah, I'm still hanging out.
Frankly, that's
as well.
The
Keep
most
going.
I could expect. Yeah. She's like, I'm in this deep.
Yeah.
And if everyone did what Crystal did.
Yeah, that's right.
Let's just say.
We'd be better for it.
You ever like host a party and you go over to a corner and you're like, hey, how's the party? And they're like, I'm here.
Yeah.
That's the vibe.
At the party.
A lot of things,
I haven't left.
Jordan Belfort style. I'm not leaving. I'm not leaving. Gracious. And that's all we can ask.
I could have left a long time. Yeah.
I know. I know. Especially,
that's so true.
Especially for all the hardcore Australian content that we've done on the show in terms of Newsboys and Hillsong stuff.
That's right.
Really just eviscerating your land in a profound way.
Yeah.
Seems rude.
Yeah. On some level.
I'm very pro-Australia. All of the Australians on Below Deck are always the best. So I stand by this community and this country as a whole.
I stand
very
by.
Very brave. In this dark
I need
time.
To watch Below Deck then.
Careful. You don't want to commit yourself to something you have to stick around for a long time. There's quite a few episodes of Below Deck.
And again.
But are there 300, Caroline?
There might actually be,
right? Because there's like 40 a season,
there's
right?
A lot. Yeah, and there's a lot of spinoffs. Yeah. So beware.
Beware and be careful. Crystal, I'll ask you this direct question. Does any one particular episode come to mind as a standout for you when you reflect on this last 6 years, over half a decade of podcasts? Is there any one episode or one guest where it's like, yeah, that's my sweet spot. That's my comfort zone.
Well, I mean, Gerbert has really had an impact.
Sounds like a theme.
Yeah.
Our podcast, there was, you can mark time two ways, PG and AG.
Totally.
I guess BG.
Yeah. It's because I'm so sticky.
The thing is, I now have a Gerbert mug and a Gerbert shirt.
You do?
Where'd you get them? Wait a minute.
Wait, you're spending money on non-GCF merch, but buying Gerbert-related material.
That's
Kevin.
That's,
we need to get on top of this.
I got it as a gift.
Oh my gosh!
This is the thing. They knew.
So Gerbert has become your thing much that friends are buying it for you.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, you know the thing with that sweatshirt I have. Right, Caroline, is that it was the daughter of the creator sent it
That's
to us,
right.
I believe, or a relative if it wasn't a daughter.
I need to link up with her, get more of that.
Yeah, she only said one
pipeline.
So,
yeah.
It's like bootleg merch at this point.
Yeah.
And I can't remember if it was in the DMs or not, or if it was an email, so we can shake her down for more.
We do need to make our own knockoff Gerber merch.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm, or like put if that illustration of Scampi and Gerber's paws
oh,
touching.
Yeah, that's true. We
make
did
a,
do that.
Make a hoodie out of that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right?
That was good.
Gracious. Yeah. I mean, we do. Fingers crossed, and we're still in the booking process with this right now. We try not to tease this out, but we are hoping for a one-on-one with Gerbert at some point.
The orange table.
Ooh. Yeah, I mean,
I'd be down.
He's got to be the first guest, right?
We finally hold his little felt feet to the fire. Ouch.
Gerbert, who I think the primary contribution to society is giving Caroline a vocabulary through which to humiliate me.
When I need to channel Kevin, I just like right there.
It goes immediately. It was like a key in a lock watching that for the first time with our friend Gabe Dunn all those years ago. Well, God bless you, Crystal. Thanks for listening all these years. Thanks for not leaving. That's so nice of you to
that
not
was really
leave.
Nice.
That's okay.
Yeah.
And you know what? You're free to leave, but I hope you don't.
I heard quite a tornado.
A threat.
Okay. All right. Pod.
Thanks, Crystal.
Pod bless. We love you. Stay prayed up.
Stay prayed up.
Bye.
Love you.
We love.
Wow.
I mean.
It feels really cool to have an Australian listener.
Yeah. Like, even just one.
They got their own thing going on.
I think Crystal's called into the show before, too.
Oh, yeah.
So that's a steadfast right. listener.
So just the same Australian sort of over and over and over again. Right. So it is literally at least
it's
one.
Crystal, which yeah. won't leave.
Crystal's holding down the continent.
For us. Thank you, Crystal.
You're on the air with Kevin, Caroline, and special guest Jeremy Olson for Call Upon Our Name, a celebration service celebrating 300 episodes of the podcast. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name's Liz. I'm calling from Austin.
Liz in Austin. Hey, Liz. Have you called in before?
I have called in before, yes.
Oh, wow.
Elizabeth.
Well,
yeah.
Wait, we just had someone also who called.
Use a full name like that?
Elizabeth.
We're old friends.
I mean,
you
we
have an age today.
Elizabeth, you look as good as you did the first time I saw you.
The first time my peepers crossed your form. I'm so sorry.
Elizabeth, my goggle. Gracious.
My stars.
see, no, she knows what we're talking about. Liz, well, we're celebrating 300 episodes of the podcast. We're accepting all sorts of offerings, praise, worship, cash gifts at Christian Fun Pod on Zelle and Venmo. So we put it to you to just kind of reflect on what the last 6 years has meant to your life and identity.
Wow. So loaded. Well, first of all, I've listened to this podcast for so long and, I just wanted to give a quick shout out to my sister, Sarah. She and I were always huge fans of the podcast. And not to bring too much sadness to the podcast, but she did sadly, unfortunately, pass away last year. And I just wanted to say thank you for doing the podcast. We looked forward to the podcast like every week and would text each other usually like, oh my gosh, did you listen to the latest episode of GCF yet? And, you know, we always would talk about and joke about calling in and being on the show. And she would just have been so excited that I got to chat with you all. And so I just wanted to give a quick shout out to her. And thank you for many years of entertaining content and sort of being a calming and lovely reminder of something that we bonded over so much. So I just wanted to say thank you for that. And that you've just been a delightful podcast for the past 6 years.
Wow. Oh, wow.
That's very meaningful. Thank you for sharing that, Liz.
Yeah. Did I make it too sad?
No.
You made my heart grow 17 sizes. That was really lovely to hear. And shout out to Sarah. We miss you. We love
you,
too. And I'm so glad you guys have all these great memories together from this show. that, you know, has caused terrible memories, you know, for me personally. But
I've hated every minute of it, but I'm really glad you enjoyed it.
You know, even a hate listen with a sister is something to bond over.
Still something.
Still a listen.
Like, could you believe that bullshit Kevin said?
Hey,
I know. Yeah.
Bonding over me being stupid, I think is a sister's rite of passage.
Yeah, I think so.
Every girl's journey.
Very important content for sure.
Wow. Well, thank you for saying that. That just means the world to me and to Kevin, too.
That's really special. Yeah. Did you and Sarah grow up evangelical yourselves?
So we grew up, we were like kind of Methodist, Lutheran adjacent, but then also we went to Catholic school. So it was a very strange and bizarre kind of upbringing from a religious perspective, because we went to Catholic school and it was very well known that we were both non-Catholics. And so the priest would be like, oh, you can't do confession because you're not Catholic. Oh. And we would just have to like sit alone in the pews in the church while all the other kids did the confessions, and we were like, cool.
You're also probably like, oh darn, I don't have to sit in the closet and tell you my secrets. Like, what a loss.
Keep all my sin to myself.
You're dying for these sins, aren't you, Mr. Priest?
Yeah. Watching all these like shameful children walking out of the confession, like, yeah, what a loser.
And then, wait, I'm curious how you and Sarah found the podcast to begin with.
I think I mentioned this last time I called in, but we were big fans of Gilmore Guys. And then I think Sarah had actually texted me and she was like, you won't believe this. Kevin has a new podcast about like growing up as a Christian, and we listened to Adventures in Odyssey. Like, that's what we listened to when we would go to sleep. And so when you guys do the Adventures in Odyssey recaps, it's really wild because when you fall asleep to something, it's sort of ingrained in your brain in a way that is different than just casually listening. So it's sort of like having an out-of-body experience when I re-listen to the Adventures in Odyssey recap.
Totally.
It's an out-of-body experience for Caroline and for a different reason.
Yes, it is.
Because she wants to be out of her body.
To exit. Just coil.
Once again, I hate everything I do.
It's so funny. I feel like, when you listen to something as you're falling asleep, especially as a kid too, like it becomes so true. Like you don't question, you know, what was going on with this world that they were building. And
yeah,
it's really weird.
Yes. And I re-listened to it. I'm like, that is so traumatic. I can't believe I was listening to Whit like literally like die in the imagination station and lull to sleep. Like, what the fuck?
Like spanking children and stuff.
The spanks of it all.
The spanks of it all are hard to get away from.
Truly.
300 episodes, 300 spanks.
Yeah.
300 thrills.
And I'm gonna hopefully, you know, I do want to, one thing that I would love to hear more of is I want more 20 minutes to heaven. Do we take it down to 15? Do we take it down to 10?
Wow.
10?
Okay, I think you're one of the few people that's ever demanded more 20 minutes to heaven. And also to give us a challenge.
Them. They're so fun.
Okay, great. We're going to do it. And also, well, we're thinking maybe we're going to rewrite all the drops on the show to be Raw Dog's signatures. So we could really make them 5 minutes to heaven.
Yeah, a new guest intro that is 5 minutes to heaven.
I love this. I co-sign this idea.
Okay, thank you. That means a lot.
And we could do to heaven, to hell. We could do all that.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Like in the mix.
90 seconds to heaven. Like, oh fuck, what are we
doing? We need Jerome back on those too, because we need his musicianship to help out with it.
Yeah.
And get away from Kevin and the keys sometimes.
That unlocked us when we finally figured out the setup in here.
It did unlock us.
Come on. Tell her, Liz.
Now that you're unlocked, I'm happy to join.
First of all, I am always really, truly impressed. And then when you guys were like, should we just make it 20 minutes? I was like sitting at my desk listening to the podcast like, hell yeah.
Pedal to the floor, brother.
Every time we're going to sit down and record, we'll be like, this one's for Liz. They're always holding us to a higher standard.
I would love nothing more.
Nice.
That rules. Wait, the one other question I have too is there any CCM or Christian music in particular that Sarah really enjoyed and connected to, or was like a sweet spot for her that you guys bonded over?
No, that's an interesting question. We were less in, like, because we didn't grow up evangelical, I feel like there was less praise music associated with church. But funny enough, Sarah actually went to school and was a classically trained opera singer. So we did a lot of singing around the piano, and I often think about, like, could Sarah and I have done a 30 or maybe, I don't know, a 15 Minutes to Heaven? Maybe. I don't know. So she would have been a great 30 Minutes to Heaven partner, potentially.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. The crossover collaboration would have been incredible.
Caroline, to hit it with some opera. Oh, my God.
Do we get an opera singer on here? I met an opera singer 2 days ago.
There you go. Bring him in.
Yeah, I mean.
What were your thoughts? What was the vibe of the opera singer? Were they, like, chill? Because Sarah was very intense singing-wise.
It was on Halloween, and it was at a restaurant where they were not singing at me. They were bringing me food, but we got to talking.
Are you talking about a waiter?
Yeah.
They sang like a macaroni happy birthday song.
Wait, what's that, Liz?
No, I feel like, am I wrong in saying that at Macaroni Grill they used to have singing servers?
Oh, yeah.
No, I think that's right. Yeah.
Yeah, they would really get into it.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're right.
Yeah, the Macaroni Grill Conservatory was known for just spitting out some...
Yeah, that's where she went, to the Macaroni Grill Conservatory. We all know.
Famous, very well known.
Amazing.
No, it was great. No, she didn't sing, but she probably could have. And if I can remember her name, maybe I'll look her up on Instagram and hire her for the show. Why are you shaking your head at me? I don't know any other opera singers, Caroline.
That's okay. You don't have to. You met a waiter one time.
She's more than a waiter.
That's She's what I'm macaroni. Saying.
That's true. I should have reduced her to her job.
No.
Oh, my goodness.
And she was a little devil that day because it was Halloween.
Oh, spooky.
Caroline's just nodding at me.
I don't know what to say to that. Like, I guess you're really rounding her out as a person.
Say cool. Cool. Say, Kevin, that's cool.
Kevin, that's cool. You're paying attention.
I'm glad that
Kevin,
happened
that
to you.
That is so cool for you. I love that for you.
Devil.
Thanks, Liz. Doing what I couldn't.
Gracious. Well, pod bless you, Liz. Thanks for calling in and sharing that with us and about your sister.
Pod
that's
bless
very
you,
meaningful.
For all the, thanks for all the laughs and all the tee-hees. And you make my week every week. So thank you.
Wow. Thank you, Liz. Love you.
God bless.
I'm getting that before the hang-up.
Love you. Stay prayed up.
Love you.
Bye.
I'll get prayed up right after this. Yeah.
Bye. Ooh. Woo. Oh, yeah. That was very sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you ever cried on a podcast? Yes, I have. I have cried on a podcast before.
Wow. Yeah.
That was almost time number two.
That was sweet.
I fell asleep listening to my parents watching Law and Order.
Oh,
so when you hear chung chung, you're
I just fall asleep.
I never understand.
Oh, it's like a trigger?
Yeah, yeah.
That's like a common one, though. Like, people like watch that going to sleep, but I'm like, that show's very violent or disturbing, I would say.
I think that's why I don't, flinch
you don't sleep.
In the face of like horrid crime details. I'm just like, getting kind of sleepy, actually.
Reminds me of number 298.
Yeah.
Well, we're talking about Law and Order Mothership, right?
Yeah.
SVU is the one that's like more disturbing.
Oh,
right?
That's
you call me some kind of wuss?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you watched Law and Order Pussy version,
edition.
Right?
What the hell? That's not what's known by. People don't call it that.
Pussy unit. PC.
Law and Order PU. SPU.
SPU.
Stupid pussy unit.
Scared pussy unit.
Where it's just like,
that would be the one I would watch, Jeremy. That makes you feel any better. It sounds soothing.
Gracious. I don't know if I've ever seen a full episode of any Law & Order start to finish. I don't know if I've ever done it.
Wow. I'm
spending a lot of time in hotels then.
Yeah.
I know. It's such a good hotel watch. I would
actually
imagine.
You know what my hotel watch is? Triple D every time. Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives.
Oh, yeah. Same. Yeah. I've watched it before.
Really yeah. Mm-hmm. It's really good.
Yeah.
Wait, is Guy Fieri a Christian? Guy Fieri. Christian.
I just heard recently, and I always thought Guy Fieri was like the good guy. He's kind of a dick, apparently.
Really?
Not like... slapping an attendant or anything or like that, like a flight attendant, but like not nice to the restaurant.
Not Victoria Osteen.
Not Victoria Osteen level.
He gave me money once.
You're on the air with Kevin, Caroline, and special guest Jeremy Olsen, who Guy Fieri gave money to once. It's GCF Second Service. Call upon our name, a celebration service celebrating 300 episodes of the podcast. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Yes, my name is Kyle, and I am calling from Denver, Colorado.
Hi, Kyle.
In Denver, Colorado.
Stay high, baby, 420. What? What?
I don't know if we want to be pushing the green agenda.
Mile high, know what I'm saying?
On this show. Oh, gracious. Kyle, not far from the action of Focus on the Family in Colorado Springs.
Yeah, have you ever swung by?
Wits End?
Wits End.
Ew, yes. So if I've driven by there, it's really horrible.
What, ew, like, yes.
Yeah, I actually went there once with my mom, and they had this whole like children's section that was based on Adventures in Odyssey, and it was weird.
Well, it's for adults too, actually. It's not weird if adults do that as well.
Yeah, it's actually less weird if you go now.
It's actually something kids might not be able to appreciate as much as adults if you think about it.
And
so.
Leave your mom at home. Huh.
Okay.
This time.
Ooh.
This ain't your mama's Adventures in Odyssey.
Wait, what do you remember from visiting with your mom? And like, how old were you?
Let's see. I was in college. My mom was super Christian, like really into it. And I remember her being really excited and me being like, are they going to kick me out? Because... Well, you know, so
they have a scanner at the door, right? Yeah. There's like, not a Christian. Right.
Yeah.
And I James fooled Dobson. It last time I was there.
Right? It was Dobson's Gaydar. Yeah. So.
The voice.
Dr. Dobby.
Oh, no. I'm not proud of it.
Wild.
Spanking away.
This is the first draft.
They should have a spank machine at that at the Wits End.
It's like, well, I would it's assume because so Dobby's still with us. He is still alive.
He is
at a ripe old age of whatever the hell he is.
Not like, as long as I can.
Way too old.
But I would. He is 87. He's 87 years young.
I can still lift this arm up.
There's
swinging.
By the way, a scene in Killers of the Flower Moon that Dr. Dobson would love. For real.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, but I assume once he passes away, there'll be tributes and obituaries and then a monument with a movable arm.
It's just a paddle.
Yeah.
You can paddle yourself with this statue.
But it's metal. It's made of statue material.
Yeah, it's like a merry-go-round, and it goes around several paddles, and you have to just kind of stand in front of it.
Well,
yeah, a lot of perverbs are going to love it. It's going to be a mess.
Wow. It's going to backfire.
It's going to become like a whole gay pride parade thing. Yeah. It's going to be a problem.
The Dabarama is back in
Dobson's going to hate it.
Oh, gracious. Well, Kyle, we're reflecting on 300 episodes of the podcast and all the great things we've done and accomplished in the last 6 years and all the souls we've saved to the glory of pod and, you know, the best episodes, the unforgettable moments. And we're taking any offerings that we have from listeners and audience members in terms of Thanksgiving, adoration, praise, you changed my life in such way, etc. There's been some very lovely tributes to us in this episode. So what you got?
All right. That's why I got a few. First of all, you got me through COVID. I discovered the pod during lockdown and it really did help so much. I grew up like hardcore in the church and then came out and got kicked out of the church. And in college, I worked at the only Christian bookstore in like Salt Lake City, Utah. And so my whole life in the 90s was Christian music, and being able to relive all of that without the trauma part was amazing. Let's see. Your episode with Amy Grant was one of the best things I've ever heard in my life. Your episode with Jeff Hiller talking about El Shaddai was one of my favorite things I've ever heard in my life.
Yes.
And I honestly feel like every, like twice a week, I just get to hang out with my friends and talk about shit from when I was growing up. So it's really awesome.
Aww.
You are amazing.
Kyle, thank you. That's really nice.
What
were your favorite jams back when you were employed in this great CCM scheme?
So that was the Heart in Motion era. So it was all about that. Point of Grace, Michael English, Michael W. Smith, kind of.
Wow, what a golden era.
Oh, if you were named Michael, you were in. It was your day.
Yeah. It was the time. Yeah, the whole Michael English scandal was amazing. Mm-hmm, We had people like come in and knock Heart in Motion off the shelves because of how evil it was. And yeah, it was good stuff back then. I loved it.
Coming for Heart in Motion is so funny. Like taking a stand on that.
No, that was a provocation when she sang Baby Baby. That was Hail Satan, essentially.
It really was.
One and the same.
Thinly veiled.
True.
It was really Rosemary's Baby Baby, yeah. If you think about it. It's just
Okay. That all makes sense.
Right? Doesn't
wow.
that track? I know.
Crazy.
I got Hellmonth on the brain, obviously. But
awesome. Well, I just love you guys. You're amazing. And thank you for making me laugh and making me think and just keep doing it, please. Another 300 would be great.
Wow. Okay. We'll do it because you asked us to so nicely.
We'll do it for you, Kyle. Whoa. Thanks for listening. Kyle.
Thanks for listening. Pod bless, friend.
Pod bless you. Thank you.
All right, stay prayed up. We love you. Bye.
Love you.
Man, a lot of love tonight.
Good to hear that you just decided that you'll do 300 more based on that specific call.
It was kind of a coin toss for me.
Yeah.
One way or another.
I felt it sort of wobbling.
He made a pretty good argument, though.
Which was do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
You had never thought about it like that.
I didn't.
From that, you know, when someone talks about something that you've talked about before, but then their lens kind of sheds a totally different perspective on it. That's what he did.
Wow.
Yeah.
Lens
we call
crafters.
It the Kyle perspective.
Yeah.
What did Michael English do?
I don't remember.
This is a part of the podcast.
Between calls, we just like,
catch me up on a scandal.
Who's in trouble and how?
Michael English, the scandal was... English learned that Maribeth Jordan, with whom he had an affair, was pregnant with child. So he had like an infidelity thing.
Oh.
English and Jordan were married to other people. He had to make a public apology.
Whoa.
He stayed friends with Ashley and Winona Judd during his recovery period. wait a minute.
The Judd sisters get in there.
Oh, he was a Gaither guy. You've heard of the Gilmore Guys. He was a Gaither guy. So he's part of the Gaither vocal band.
Group.
Oh, yeah.
Were the Judds like friends with the Gaithers or something?
Oh, they all know each
They're
other
all
in Nashville.
The same soup.
That's right.
Wow. So did he stay with his wife? And what did they do with the baby?
What did they do?
Yoinked it.
Just punted it.
Have you ever seen The Curious Case of Benjamin Button?
Benjamin Button to the baby?
Yeah.
Or like Kate Blanchett, the baby became a ballerina?
Yeah, the baby became a ballerina. I watched that the other day for the first time since it came out. It's kind of good.
That movie like rocked our world when it came out.
I hardly remember it at
did?
All.
It did? Wait, whose world
you
said, did
who's
it
our?
I thought
who's
both
our?
Of you guys were going to be like, yeah.
Oh. You wanted to speak for the whole room, and we turned on you instantly.
I mean, it was like the Beatles going on Sullivan when Benjamin Button like, came out.
Huh? What circles were you running in?
It was crazy. All we could talk about was BB.
The CC of BB was all the kids could buzz about that summer.
What? We betrayed her so hard.
Oh, man. I mean, I feel like Benjamin Button is still relevant. You know, we're still talking about
How
him.
How do you mean?
Like, people will be like, that guy Benjamin Button himself.
Okay. I mean, I will say, not to sell you out, I do think it does endure as a reference.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As a
and
concept.
And also, I just feel like when it came out...
Yeah.
A lot of people saw it for like a weird drama, you know, like it wasn't like a big popcorn movie. And it was also a really weird movie, you know?
Yeah.
And I feel like everyone was like, what was that?
Well, it was.
Wait,
it
but
was,
you like your rewatch?
I liked it. Yeah. I didn't love it, but I liked it. It was a huge hit. When
it
came out. It
was like a big deal. That's what I'm saying.
But it made a lot of money, but everyone was like. That's weird.
It's a bit of a shrug now.
Yeah, people didn't hate it. People were just like, oh.
But it was like, where do I go to dinner now?
Yeah.
Like,
what do
I
you
feel
kind of
weird.
You watch Benjamin Button.
My, strange.
My memory of the end is it turned into an American Express commercial with all the nice characters looking at the camera and dancing smiling. But the old age stuff looks pretty good still. but I don't know if it's as relevant. I don't know if it rocked my world.
It shifted America.
BB.
Pre-BB and post-BB.
You guys know BB night?
Gracious. I mean.
Benjamin Button.
Yeah. Hey. You know.
He starts as an old baby.
I know.
Wait. No.
Yes.
He starts as an old man.
And old man baby.
As a young baby.
Yes, that's true.
A little baby.
Yeah.
It's a chilling picture to remember him walking down the street with old Kate Blanchett.
Yeah, I mean, the last 20 minutes of that. Oh my gosh, lights, camera, Caroline.
Oh my God.
Bringing to mind thoughts of age and dying.
I really want
the doctor.
We're supposed to record another episode after this. I don't want to. I want to throw on
my best
the
stuff.
CC of VB and get more of this flowing.
It's good. Tapped as well, baby.
Holy shit.
There's so much to say.
There's a lot to say. It was a long movie. There's that part
where 3 hours?
Yeah.
It's 2:45.
Poof.
Wow.
There's the part where the pastor, good Christian fun. He goes, "How old are you?" And he goes, 7. But I look a lot older.
Oh yeah, that was in the trailer.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that.
It's so weird.
It's Brad Pitt as a Cajun guy. As a Cajun old man baby. And that made like boom, $200 million.
People were like, "Yeah, of course." Brad Pitt has gotten away with too much.
No, but that I'm okay with him getting away with that one.
An old Cajun man, but like a small child size.
But it look a lot older.
But I look a lot older.
7, but I look a lot older.
Oh my God. I haven't thought about that in so long. Wasn't that in the trailer too?
Yeah. Oh, of course.
For sure. Iconic. Of course. Some would say iconic.
Oh,
but I look a lot old. Can you play it again?
Yeah. I do want it again.
Yeah, I guess this should be in our theme song again. Next time.
How old are you? 7, but I look a lot older.
It's truly 7. Strange.
7. Brad Pitt, what other movies
Brad
were you
Pitt.
In?
7.
One more time.
How old are you? 7, but I look a lot older.
Wow.
Good.
What was he doing?
On that note.
How did he get away with that?
Good eating.
Wow. Jeremy, thanks for joining us for our celebration service.
Happy to be here.
A celebration of life.
Oh, wow. My gosh.
Hey, happy 300 episodes.
Thank you.
Hey, thanks, King.
You really
did. Hey, how old is this podcast?
6. But we sound a lot older.
Oh, boy.
All right. Oof.
Well, thank you, to everyone.
Thanks to everyone who called in. Yeah.
Thanks for listening. If you stuck around like Crystal for this long, we appreciate it. Thank you, Jeremy, for joining us on the airwaves tonight.
Oh, always an honor.
And much like Crystal, we're not leaving this party.
That's right.
We're staying. And we'll be here next week on GCF Second Service when we do something different. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
7, but I look a lot older.
Ooh, it's so creepy.
Just like pause.